express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art.
And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. This is our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Our theme music you heard is by Billy Foster with a vocal by Renee Foster. Underwriters for Art on the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, regional art patron Mary Levan, and our landlord, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments. If you'd like to find out more about leasing space in this historic building, please give Walt a call, 219-462-5821. I'd like to thank them for their generous support. Thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager, and Tom Maloney, vice president, radio operations for Lakeshore Public Radio. Art in the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project grant through South Shore Arts and is part of the National Endowment for the Arts. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, or exhibit, please email us at artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Our program, along with all of our programs, are streaming live at wvlp.org. Art on the Air is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m. Our shows are carried by Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., and you can hear them at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Our entire show archive can be heard at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. And make sure to like us on our Facebook page, Art on the Air, WVLP. Art on the Air is always looking for financial support. We'd like to thank our current supporters. If you're looking to support Art on the Air and, of course, the WVLP station, we'd be happy to become part of the WVLP family anytime. Esther and I especially would invite you to become an underwriter of this program in particular. We have information on our website at breck.com/AOTA. You can find out support information there or at wvlp.org/support. So don't just be a WVLP and Art on the Air listener. Become a supporter or underwriter in whatever amount you're able to do so we continue to bring you great content and this great local programming. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting Art on the Air and the whole WVLP family. Now a very special musical treat during the pandemic from Billy and Renee Foster, their new song called Virus.
Chance and spread this virus. Essential workers, this really shows that they are our real heroes. Thank you. take a chance and spread this virus. Social distance, it's up to you. We can save lives, it's true.
And on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Nicole Parker. She's the treasurer for the Portage Recovery Association, the PRA, and she's going to talk about an art show fundraiser that they're going to have. She's a volunteer for the organization. Nicole, welcome to our Spotlight.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your fundraising by using art, and what's its purpose, and how does that all work?
What we're hosting is a fundraiser. It's an art show fundraiser, and so we held one last year in February, actually February 2019, and it was such a success that we wanted to host another event. So we have people that donate anything artistic, from painting to woodwork to anything, and jewelry, homemade jewelry, anything. And we had a silent auction, and people will bid on the items that they would like to purchase. We also have a coffee bar. So in my mind, with art shows, that they have like a wine bar, so we actually have a coffee bar instead. And so we'll have like hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and anything with like little finger foods. And it's a great event. It's on August 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. And our hope is that we can include our community members, because our goal is to host an event quarterly where community members can get to know us and see what the Portage Recovery Association is.
You're looking for donations, so tell us a little about the process of that for artists.
Yes, they can contact myself at 219-364-6138. Or drop off items at our organization. So what we're looking for is people to contribute anything that they like that's creative. And then also, we would love for them to attend our show and to bring a friend and so they can bid on the item. And our hope is to be able to fill the entire room like we did at the last event. I sent you some pictures and a link to our event on Facebook.
How are you addressing the virus in this environment?
We have hand sanitizer at the door. We have we have everything positioned to where people can sit far away. Well, you know, that's actually a good thing to think about, because the last time we had the event, we could not have coronavirus. But normally before and after each gathering that we have bleach water. We wipe down all the tables, everything. We only have one person that's allowed to serve coffee if people choose to have coffee. We actually had shut down our coffee station when Corona first started. And so masks are strongly encouraged, and that is something that I'll definitely have to coordinate to make sure that that we can provide that social distancing. So,
what kind of art are you looking for? Are you looking for anything specific, and how many pieces?
And is there a price range usually?
Well, what we're looking for are paintings, homemade jewelry, glasswork, anything that's creative, anything crafty. Really, we want to connect with anybody local that has something creative to donate. And then with the silent auction, they'll just bid on the items. And so then whatever we sell, honestly, the last time we had our fundraiser, I think the highest bid that we had was like $45 on an item. So, yeah. But we had sold a lot of items. We accept cash, check, or cards. We have card readers. So then that way, we even accept Venmo and Cash App. So, our goal is to be able to fundraise as much as possible. And that will allow for us to continue to keep the lights on for our organization, to provide a place for people with addictions to find the help that they seek. We'd like to be able to connect with especially newer people in recovery as well, that can express themselves through their artwork.
Sounds wonderful.
Do you have people that are in recovery that also maybe use art as a method of recovery?
A lot of people. Yes, we have a lot of people. Like I have a friend, she's paints and she actually makes jewelry. And then another girlfriend of mine, very creative with like needlepoint. And so a lot of people are creative in their own ways. my creativity is more about fundraisers. Very artistic. I can make stick figures. But, we just want people to express their love through their creativity.
Way to heal.
How long has the Recovery Association been around?
Since 1993. So we have 26 self-help groups that meet, 12-step groups that meet. And then we provide events, like we have an anniversary party. We celebrate a lot of everyone's recovery birthdays. Like mine was last month. I just celebrated 20 years of recovery. And so we just want to provide a place where people can have fun, that's safe and sober, and where they can find the help that they seek.
Give us the information once again, contact information and where it's at and the dates.
Sure. So it's August 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's on a Saturday. Our address is 5965 McCaslin Avenue in Portage. We're located one block south of the toll road exit off of Willow Creek. Our phone number is 219-364-6138. And we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/ Portage Recovery. And my name is Nicole Parker, and everything comes to my phone so I can get back to you immediately.
And thanks, Nicole Parker, for being on Art of the Year Spotlight with the Portage Recovery Association and their art show, which is on Saturday, August 8th, and they're still dropping off things on August 6th. And thanks again for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
And a quick program note, our Art on the Air Spotlights now can be heard on our website at breck.com/AOTA. Click on the little microphone button and you can listen to all of our Spotlights segments by themselves, along with all of our shows. You can see that's at breck.com. That's BRECH.com/AOTA. And our events page is now listing all the websites of all our arts organizations in the area. And thank you once again for listening to Art on the Air. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And now on Art on the Air, we're welcoming an alternative rock band based in Mishawaka called Sham. That includes Sarah, Happy, Abby, and Mel. And they're kind of a playful, irreverent, raw, mischievous band. They're heavily influenced by Nirvana, B-52s, and their shows always feature great themed attire and giveaways and focus on, hey, Sham, welcome to Art on the Air.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Great.
We're so excited.
Okay, well, Mel, we're going to start with you. What we'd like to do from each of the band members is tell us a little bit about your individual background before we get into the collective band. And also for our audience, we are going to feature three of your pieces during this interview. So, Mel, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, will do. Hi, I'm Mel. I am the M in Sham, and I play bass. I began playing guitar around the age of 12. I was very into Nirvana and a lot of the alternative rock bands that were on the radio in the mid-90s. So I started playing Nirvana. I was also a big Rage Against the Machine fan and really wanted to play guitar like Tom Morello. And I kind of grew up with that goal in mind, but I never quite achieved that. And I kind of dropped guitar after a while. And then as time progressed, I always wanted to go back to having a band. And luckily, my Shamlets felt the same way, and we all got together a couple of years ago and made it happen.
Excellent.
Well, you make me want to start a band. You're so much fun.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your journey in life, maybe. Like where, and you all, I think, grew up in Mishawaka, but how you got from where you were to where you are now.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Mishawaka, went to Mishawaka High School, which is where I met Sarah, who is the S in Sham. After Mishawaka High School, I attended college at the University of Southern California. So I moved to Los Angeles and lived there for about 8 years. During that time, Sarah moved out there as well, and we were roommates for a little bit. And we eventually both moved back here. I started working for our South Bend Public Library, the St. Joseph County Public Library, where I still work today, and bought a house that had an extra room that we could put some band equipment in. And Sarah and I got together one night and said, hey, let's do this, you know? What do we have to lose? Let's have a good time. She said that Abby and Happy were into coming over as well. So they came over and Sham was born.
So Abigail, do you want to do the same?
Sure. So I'm the A in Sham. And I was born and raised in Mishawaka. I lived in Chicago for 1 year after I graduated from high school and decided that I missed home and wanted to come back. So I came back. I went to beauty school. And I worked in a hair salon for 7 years doing hair. I still love it. But I started a family with my husband, Jordan. We had 4 children. And I needed to get this and do something fun and creative. So when she thought, you know, with my sister, a family friend, my nephew. I'm doing this. And it just has been so much fun. And that's how I got into it. And that's a little bit about me.
And now move on to Happy's. You are the only guy in the group, and you're the young cousin. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got from where you are to where you are now with all these young ladies.
Yeah, so I am both the youngest and the only guy. Not that most people realize that. So I was born and raised in South Bend, surrounded by my family and, you know, Sarah and Abby, and Mel was there for a lot of it too, old family friend. Went to Mishawaka High School just like everybody else. And then right after high school, I moved out, got a job, got married, and then 6 months into being, you know, living on my own and all this crazy life stuff, my aunts invited me over to Mel's to jam out, and it became a band.
Well, I think, and so Sarah, do you want to add?
Yes, I would love to. I went to Mishawaka High School, go cavemen or women person, and had a very interesting experience because I came from a private school and a very conservative family, very Christian. So my musical influences were like oldies when I was a kid. Like I listened to Billy Joel and the Beatles and, you know, like I thought that was so cool. And then I remember when I went to public high school, my eyes were open to like this whole grunge movement, like all this stuff that I had somehow missed out on. So I feel like I got into music late. My first musical instrument I played was an organ. But I always wanted to play the drums. I'm one of six, so my mother would not allow a drum kit to be brought into her house. Very wise woman. And
no, I disagree with that, but
yeah, you know, it was, if we all would have been messing with those 24/7.
But everything's percussive, so it kind of all works out anyway. We like
it does. Exactly. Organ is percussion. So I got a little taste, and when I moved my own drum kit, because I had always wanted it, and I played around, and then when I moved to LA, I sold everything I owned, including my drum kit. And I didn't get to play the drums again until 10 years later, I moved home and was like, I want to get back into drums. I want to be performing, because when I was in LA, I was an actress, did commercials, and I want to do something for me, like creative for like my juices and have fun and make something. And of course, these wonderful people were in my life, and it just all just happened. It was brought together. Sham was meant to be.
So I'm so excited.
We almost were the Hams. We were this close to being the Hams, just for the record. But yes, we are Sham.
Well, thank heavens there's Sarah there for the S that made Hams Shams.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. So anybody who is familiar with your music will understand this question. So how did the themes, I mean, like, talk about the ultimate creative band. The themes are just so magnificent and so much fun. And how did they... You know, like for each gig, do they just spontaneously spurt forth, or do you have a list of to-go themes, or how do the themes work?
We've begun keeping lists. I would say when we get inspired, we'll be like, oh yeah, that's a great one. But then we'll wait to, it usually comes together. Like we talked about all being like elements of nature or plants or something. And then we got a conservatory show and we were like, hello. Going to be in a conservatory, like this is the plant show, like it's here. So it's kind of a mix of just instant inspiration or time and place inspiration, or just something we've always loved and wanted to do. Like one of our first shows and one of my favorites, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show we did at the Well, still have mine. So I've got a very full closet. Anyone else want to add?
Well, my question is, you know, how do you actually come together? I don't know which one of you would like to address that, but how did you come? Because you really only came together recently, like in about 2017? So whoever wants to speak to that, how did you actually come together and decide, hey, we're going to be a band?
It started with literally Mel bought a house with a basement, and she was like, we're going to jam, because I said I wanted to get drums again when I moved home. She had just moved home from LA, so of course we're hanging out. We have a lot of common experiences going on. And yeah. I was like, if I can bring my drum kit to your house, like I'll buy a drum kit, because I live in an apartment with a family below me. So I'm like, I can't really drum in my apartment. But if you let me drum in your basement, And then while that was happening, Abby and Happy had gotten together, I think it was around Christmas or something, and we're like, let's start songwriting together. Like, we both songwrite. Like, let's get our guitars together and just... And when I heard that, I was like, oh, well, Mel and I are playing. Why don't we just all play? And so we got together one time and we're like, let's do this weekly. So we go to Mel's house, we play in her basement, and it's awesome. And it's really fun and intimate. And we have party lights. It's all about the party lights. So we set the mood.
I agree.
They're creating. We have party lights going. We want to have fun. We walk in the door. And we usually do.
Happy, I love that you played the drums at the Nest. Do you do that often? Like, do you do that at least once during each gig? Or?
I do it for a few songs, you know, just to spice things up, you know. But really it's not something I do very often.
Does it well.
One question I'd like to do is on your songwriting, and maybe we'll take a listen to one of your early songs. Whoever wants to speak to that, maybe Mel or Abby. Your first song was called Dead Batteries. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll take a listen to it.
Yeah, sure. So Dead Batteries was one of our songs that happened spontaneously. It started with a bass line that I had written on my own when I was just noodling around, and Sarah and Abby were the first to show up to practice, and I showed them the bass line, and I was like, what do you guys think of this? While we were messing around with it, we were waiting for Happy to show up. Happy was late, and Sarah had just bought this keyboard from somebody in a Walmart parking lot that had this weird Apple cord that didn't seem to fit. So the song ended up literally being about that, with Abby writing the lyrics over the bass line about that experience.
Tell you what, let's take a listen to Dead Batteries right now. And that was Dead Batteries. That was your very first collaboration. So any other thoughts about that, Abby, or any of the other ones in the group?
Yes, a lot of our songs are written that way, very organically. Kind of we jam out and then something just, there's a vibe there. There's something that they were maybe joking around or talking about or pondering together, and it gets incorporated into our music. So I feel so excited that we get to share it with everybody here. Thank you so much.
So there's no one lyricist generally? Is there one that?
No, all contributed.
Oh,
yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Do you ever disagree about the collaboration, or is this just all, you know, fun and games?
I have to say, one thing that I love about Sham is that we love saying yes to each other. I feel like that's kind of why it gets so crazy and over the top sometimes, is because it's like, yes, yes, yes. So, I mean, when somebody does put their foot down and say, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to wear that costume. It's like, all right, drop it. Aside from making Happy wear wigs. We all like to make Happy wear wigs.
And braid his hair. We like to braid his hair too.
And Happy, what do you think about that? How do you feel about them dressing?
It's not my favorite thing, but you know what? It's all in good fun, so why not? Why not?
I know the mermaids were pretty fabulous, I have to say.
Thank you.
From the moment you walked onto the walked into the area, it was just like everyone was so excited. I will never forget that day. We were just like, all of us were like, who are
That's
they
awesome.
You know, when you first came, and then you're dancing about ahead of time. You just had us all we just couldn't wait for Sham to get on stage.
Awesome. That show has one of my favorite throws. So every show I like to throw out some sort of giveaway out into the audience at a particular point in one of our songs, Black Chamomile. And that one I threw Bubbles, and I don't know how I did it, but I had the farthest, most direct shot at this one lady, and she caught it, and it was just a beautiful moment.
Like
angels sang.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, exactly.
So what inspires some of your costumes? I've been looking at some of your photos on the website and things like that. What's the inspiration? I mean, they're all fun.
Well, for the Mermaid Show, for instance, we had written the song Siren, and we were just super pumped about it. We get really pumped when we have a new song. We're like, oh my gosh, it's about, you know, this mermaid who is basically damning people to, you know, eternal strife and laughing at them, and it's fun. In the same way, it's fun. It's very odd because it's slightly morbid, but fun. And that's how it got to the mermaids. Besides that, anyone else have
the
something
nest,
to do?
You know, when you came to the nest, being an art gallery.
Yes, and you know, so we were artistes.
Yes, you were. Yeah. Everybody had these wonderful, like, were they felt mustaches and
yes, and then
berets.
Yes, the berets and the turtlenecks. Thanks, Goodwill. Yeah. Bill is our go-to. I would also say like Hobby Lobby or Michael's craft stores in general are very helpful for these things. But I love dressing up. We all have played D&D at some point in our life. So we had a D&D show. It's very relative. It's whatever is we're into.
Yeah,
we actually have a D&D song now.
Yeah, we all have a theater background. I met Sarah in theater at Mishawaka High School, and we spent a lot of time up in the costume room, just hanging out, you know, doing things we weren't supposed to be doing. And, you know, I think we've kind of carried that with us. We love to dress up. We love to play a part. And we just have brought that vibe to Sham.
Okay, now I'm a theater guy. You know, I'm a retired theater director, mostly musical theater. So tell me a little bit about your theater backgrounds, because I'm interested in that and everything. And then I think we'll move on to Sirens in a minute here. But tell us about your theater background. What shows did you do? And
in high school, I was lucky enough to be Gertie in Oklahoma.
Oh, good role.
Yes, Little Red Riding Hood and Into the Woods, which was probably one of my favorite roles I ever got to play. And then musical theater, I'm straight up comedy. I was in Arsenic and Old Lace as Aunt Abby, actually with Adam Driver. And that was one of my favorite plays I got to do at Mishawaka High School. It was really fun.
I was always a behind the scenes kind of a person. I did a lot of student directing. So I was always the assistant director to the theater teacher, because I just like bossing people around. but I did direct Adam Driver, you know, just like so many great Hollywood directors. So
Mel, you would have liked my theater program, because two of my shows every year were fully student directed. They had to serve as a student director under me, and our straight plays, our novice show and everything, because we did four productions a year, two musicals, two straight plays. They actually got to be creatively in charge. I still was producer on the show, but I held them accountable. And they did full-length shows like Arsenic and Old Lace.
I love that.
And those shows were excellent. Sometimes they did things differently than I would, which is okay. But, I was a big believer. I had fellow theater teachers tell me, well, you let them direct? How can they do that? And I said, you would be surprised. You would look at the piece and you would know that a student directed it. So
that's awesome. Yeah, my favorite one that we did was How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Love that show.
And that's my favorite still to this day.
I'm still costumes and props, not front of stage.
Well, I started out as a lighting designer, and as I developed, I fell into directing because much of the same analysis you use on a script, and I always have a love and I have what I call an organic feeling for musical theater. So I can still read enough music to get by, and I would cut my own scores. And I'm what they call a total director. I don't just direct the acting. I work together with all the pieces. So the choreographer I work with and the music director, so I bring the whole thing together. So, but let's move on to Sirens, because we want to hear that piece too. Set that song up. That's tell us a little bit about that.
So I wrote the lyrics to that song, and I just posted it to our band page like, hey, I wrote these lyrics, and it's kind of got creepy vibes. Like, I wonder if we have a song, kind of a jam already going that we haven't put anything on yet. And I think we may have. We may have had something in our arsenal musically that we then pieced them together, and it just worked into this creepy.
Yeah, awesome. We had a bass line that we were working on, a song called Teenage Werewolf with.
Yes.
And it didn't quite come together, so we decided
Teenage Werewolf keeps getting pushed for other songs but it's a great song. It'll be out there someday.
Okay. Yeah, so that became Siren.
Okay, let's take a listen to Siren by Sham.
I'll never be the same. I sit apart.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
And we're back. That was Siren. Well, what a piece there. Excellent.
Lots of cackling.
I remember.
So what are you working on now? And how, what does the future look like? Because I know, I mean, and this is going to be a big question, one, because not only for the band, but, you know, a few of you have children. So what is that, what does the Corona future look like for the band?
I'll go ahead and take this one.
Yeah.
To start with, anyway. We have been writing new songs. We're hoping to get back into the studio and work on a second album. Hasn't happened, but we do have probably 5 or 6 new songs that we started to play out right before the pandemic shut everything down. So we hope to work on those once we get back together. Abby and I both have kids, so we're navigating school. I'm navigating school, work, at home combo. So we've really just been busy with that. But we've kept in touch. We have Zoom meetings where we just chat and share ideas, and we might start doing some online stuff, some digital art, if you will. So.
And what about Girls Rock? Is that, how is that?
So that is a day camp for girls, a rock and roll day camp for girls that I run at a place called the Music Village, which is in South Bend. It's a community music center. We're going online this year, as many people are, and it's going to be a series of free resources and events and performances and lessons that is Thursday, July 23rd through Saturday, July 25th on our Facebook page, Girls Rock Michiana.
I want to be a girl who rocks too.
You can be.
You are.
Marvelous. I love it.
So your first album was released when?
August 30th, 2019. We had a Blair Hills pool party to celebrate.
Yeah, we did.
Pool party, baby. So of course it was Christmas themed. It makes sense, right?
Yeah. It was like
our
Christmas
gift to
us.
You was the album. Merry Christmas.
Where's it available? Where's your album available at, though?
Well, it's on Bandcamp. You can download it from there. But it was very important to us as 90s kids to have it on compact disc. We even had a bonus track, like so many of the alternative rock albums did in the day. So Blair Hills is actually the bonus track, surprise, on our CD. So you won't find it listed there. But if you let the last song play, it'll show up.
Well, you know, maybe what you since you brought up Blair Hills, maybe we should do that. Explain a little bit about that, the setup for that, since that's the bonus song. We're going to have the bonus song on Art in the Air.
Woo! Sarah and Abby, would you like to talk about how you collectively wrote the rhymes in Blair Hills?
Yes, yes. So I am a writer first and then a fitter onto the musicer. And I think Sarah's more like, I just want to feel it in my gut and it's going to come to me while it's happening. And so we just practiced it and it kind of flowed out in a way we liked. And sometimes we'll take video of things so we can remember what we did. And it just kind of evolved. What would you say, Sarah?
I would say until the album came out, I would change my part of the rap basically every time. We have a song called Jungle Safari 2 that I do the same thing. That's why it's a nightmare when I'm on vocals, because it's different every time. And I always feel so bad for everyone else that's playing. I'm like, I'm Michigans. And they're always cool with it, which is fun, which is also really hard to nail down to something finite. But out because I had a verse, and besides that, it was us collaborating together. So I eventually got that verse tight.
Any other comments before we play Blair Hills? Actually, of the ones I've heard, of the three you sent me, I love that one. Of course, I do a slight edit from my old recording studio days to make it playable for radio. But any final thoughts, ladies, before we put Blair Hills on?
Yeah, so this is about the neighborhood that I live in. It's where we practice. And so everything is very, it's a true story. It's the true story of Blair Hills.
Okay, well, we're going to take a listen to Sham and Blair Hills.
Got all the thrills. Jumping in the deep end, it's giving me chills. Halloween candy raining like a druggie's pill. Party, 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 party till somebody says stop and you're making me ill. But that will never happen because you're in Blair Hills.
Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, baby.
Rec center fun, yeah, we pass around the champagne. We don't need any cups, we are getting insane. Pass it around, drink it down, cause Santa's making change. Ten saloon doors and two floors, this could all be for you at
Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, baby. Oh, that's where my homies like to go. We drag our ass down Dragoon, or we take the Bremen Highway if it ain't buckled or broke. Cause the sun beats down on it, down on us. Keep it real, keep it up, keep it what? Don't be scared of no Blair Hills witch. You better be scared of my cougar friend, which she'll get ya if you're young enough. If you're not fast enough, she'll jump on you like a weak gazelle, pick you off. And that's how he fell. In Blair Hills. 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 Blair Hills.
Baby, right by Marion and Hooligan Heights. Put your monocle on
if you're doing it right.
You're in Blair Hills. Nah, I'm just playing. Blair Hills gets jiggy. Thank you, Abby Bill, for being so silly. I'm stealing your jokes and I'm putting them in songs. When you sing about Blair Hills, you can't go wrong.
Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, baby.
Hey, you wanna hike Blair Hills trails with me?
Sure.
Yeah, but I think you need a member ID.
Oh no,
I don't live there, it's Mel Upton and E. So we better go down to George Wilson, baby.
Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, Blair Hills, baby. Oh yeah, I'm gonna need you, pervert, to keep your perverted hands inside this moving vehicle at all times. We are now exiting on a Blair Hill.
And we're back. Boy, that's a fun little song there.
So Happy, how are you? How are all of you playing together now? I mean, are you Zooming? How are you collaborating right now during the pandemic?
So I believe we've had one social distance, like in the same house, not super close to each other, practice. And then, but we haven't really actually gotten together much. We've had a few, we've called each other, of course, we've stayed in touch, but there's not been a whole lot of collaborative creation going on like there usually is.
That must be so difficult because, I mean, you really are such a tight group. It just must be so hard and, you know, not only related, but close friends.
Yeah, it's
it
hard.
Is. We get it though, because, you know, this whole pandemic it's hard to get through. It's kind of like everybody's allowed to chill. And I think it's going to be okay because we do always bring our own individual side into things. So I feel as though it always comes right back to where we left off. And, you know, we have been posting a little bit here and there online too, but definitely like it was, but to
yeah,
the future.
That's, to the future. It, you know, that's one of the benefits of being a family band, so to speak. You can pick up right where you left off, you know, and, you know, being friends for so many years, time can pass and you get back together and it's just as great as it was. And, you know, you're just vibing off of each other, how you always have been. So I look forward to the future, and I'm confident that once we get back together, we're going to make some more sham magic with each other.
Yes. I cannot wait for us to be able to play out again. Like, I cannot wait for that day to come, because the energy that we get from just, like, our audience, people that are into it, like, that's 90% of the fun is, like, sucking someone in with being weird, and they're like, oh, I like weird. It's like a rush. It's a rush, and it's so satisfying, and I think we all get a kick out of that. Even Quiet Happy enjoys it.
Well, I know since the Nest is a performance venue, we're kind of indefinitely not happening, but everybody's been calling me about going, well, do you think we can do an outside concert? And I'm like, no, not right now, but mm-hmm. That could
be a big responsibility for you, but
yeah, to say no, I know. I get emails all the time saying, can we do the drum circle? Can we get back to having concerts? And I'm like,
well, it's such a wonderful space. I hope that you are touched by that, but still can feel firm about your beliefs and where you're at, because
oh, completely. We're not opening. Yeah. No, you know, I can't even see it really being next year so much either. for what, you know, for my space in particular, but I can see a future of outdoor events happening.
Well, speaking
Speaking of that,
is there any plans maybe for you to do something outdoors? I know you had a concert that was scheduled, and I don't know if that's going to be canceled or not, but, you know, talk about that. And maybe as we get into the fall, there can be at least some socially spaced outdoor events for you.
Yeah, so every year South Bend has an event called Best Week Ever, and as part of that week, there is Rebel Art Fest, which is put together by friends of ours, Nat and Michelle Fitzgerald, who own Make South Bend. And we were planning to play it this year. However, it's up in the air right now. It hasn't officially been canceled, but we've received word that due to the pandemic, they're reevaluating hosting it this August. So we'll wait and see.
I know we canceled our big outdoor events too for the rest of this year.
It's so painful and necessary, but very painful.
Very necessary though. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, the great hope is the world is going to be such a better place when we can all fully participate again, and that we work toward that happening.
Well, let's ask each one of you in Sham how the COVID-19 thing has impacted you. You talked a little bit about the band, but how about you personally? And we'll go in order of Sham. So we'll start. So go ahead.
Sarah. Well, I've always been in the service industry, bartender. I left bartending to Uber and Lyft, and I was just starting to grocery shop for Shipt and of Instacart, other companies, when all this happened. And at first I kept working, but then when the grocery stores suddenly were out of 80% of what people were trying to get, my job became more difficult, more timely, more dangerous. And so I applied for unemployment and I was approved. So I have been living off government cheese. And I'm just waiting for bars to actually open back up to full capacity so I could actually work again. But I do have a lot of feelings about that and nervousness about that as well. But a girl's got to work. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Kind of depressing. I've discovered TikTok. So that was the best part of my quarantine thus far. That's depressing. I said it out loud, though. Next.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
Happy, you're next.
So I am, you know, young and working in pretty exclusively in the service industry. I was laid off for 6 weeks. I was able to collect unemployment, but then immediately after those six weeks ended, I actually went back to work full time. I've been working pretty crazy long hours trying to make everything work. So it's actually been a lot more stressful than it was before, which is interesting.
Okay. Yeah. And Abby, you're next.
So for me, we homeschooled last year. I have 7-year-old triplets and an almost 4-year-old at home. So in certain ways, our life really didn't change much. Not going to the playground and not going to the YMCA, which actually ended up closing. It was kind of a bummer. But really, then my husband, he is bartender, server. He's actually opening up a place. So be on the lookout for Fat Bird in the next few months. It'll be a delicious Southern restaurant right next to Palais Royal in South Bend. But yeah, we've been working on that and just kind of got to spend more time together as a family, which was a wonderful byproduct of all the terrible.
And finally, Mel.
Yeah, so for me, I'm the digital media specialist for a library system. So my work involves their social media and website. So work actually stayed the same for me, but got a lot more intense because suddenly we started doing all of our services online. Suddenly all we had to offer was eBooks and databases and online courses. So that's been busy. I have enjoyed more family time as well. Like Abby said, more time with my son, who's 7.
That's great. What are you looking forward to? Yeah, you kind of alluded to this, but when the pandemic is over, what's the thing you're looking forward to, both personally and as a band of Sham?
Practicing regularly again. Woohoo!
Yeah, I concur.
A party every week.
Yeah, Sham has left, you know, the absence of Sham is like a hole in my heart. So I look forward to filling that hole again.
Getting creative together again, being able to be in person. There's, you know, something about being in the same room with somebody, you know, so
And I feel like a lot of times during practice, we'll just sit around and talk for the first 30 minutes. You know, it's just like funny stories. And that's a lot of what gets our creative juices going. You know, like, oh my gosh, there's this Karen, like there's a song, you know, like, and it might not ever pan out to be anything, but it's such a fun ride. So
yes.
I miss that.
Well, very good. Any final thoughts you'd like to say, you know, to us? You know, what you're looking forward to besides that personally in your lives? You know, it's like you talked about the band, but, you know, what are you looking forward to doing, getting out after COVID-19?
Not making 90% of my meals sounds great. I do miss going out and having someone serve me and, you know, tip well because I'm in the service industry. And then they do all my dishes and I don't have to look at a pot or a pan. I am looking forward to that. That sounds really bad. I also want to travel. I've been kind of trying to plan a backpacking trip for a little bit. And like, I'm sad to think like, well, when is that going to happen? Like, it seems really far away, but I backpacked through Europe once before. And now my current boyfriend and I are discussing doing it again, except this time hitting up more of the South instead of the North. So I'm looking forward to that.
So Abby, are you still going to continue to homeschool?
Yes, definitely going to continue to homeschool. Very excited about it.
Yeah. Yes. It's a wonderful journey.
It is.
And Mel, can you work from home then, doing what you do?
Yes, planning to still work from home. Also planning to keep my son home this semester and do e-learning. So we'll get to spend more time together.
Excellent.
In terms of what I'm looking forward to, throwing things at people again from the stage. I really miss that.
Very good. So
with you, Happy, has everybody been, so what are you... You said you've been working pretty steadily now. Has everybody been wearing their masks and the people that you're involved with at work?
So everybody I work with indeed wears a mask. It is like you have to go to work. And then everybody who comes in the store is either wearing a mask or we are asking them if they have a mask they can wear or providing masks. Some people like to shout that they're never coming back again and slam the door in our face, but those people are very few and far between.
Oh, good.
Most everybody's been pretty accommodating.
Thanks, Happy. Well, tell us, you have another song that you said you use kind of, what is bookends? Mel, tell us a little about that.
Yeah, that's right. So this song is Sham. It's kind of a way to introduce our audience to us. It's a pun-filled 2-minute thrill ride. And, It's inspired by the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band songs, how those bookended that album. And it's a lot of fun.
Very good. So let's take a listen to Sham.
Sham.
Sham, diggity, sham, bop. Sham with a cigarette, sham on top. We got a sham sandwich and a shamarade. We're gonna throw a little sham around up in this glass. It's okay to go crazy, don't be a sham. We're gonna cook you up and eat you like it's Silence of the Shams. Sham! Hear us play? Sham! And now you like it this way. Sham! Every damn day! Sham! It keeps the doctor away. We are shamtastic, four shamsters in a cage. It's a sham-a-lama jam-jam party up on this stage. It's a sham-jump, we just shammed in your face. It's a sham-jam, talk to the handman, holy sham-jam Batman. Sham! Hear us play? Sham! You know you like it this way. Sham! Every damn day! Sham! It keeps the doctor away. Sham! 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 Sham!
Hi. We're Sham.
And that was Sham. That's the bookend to their concert and everything like that. That's really great.
Oh, it is. It is live too. It is so great.
So tell us, we got just about a couple minutes here left. Tell us about where we can find information about your band, Facebook, social media, and everything like that, and also Bandsend. So where can people find your music?
Sure. The best spot is Facebook, and you'll find us at Shamalama Jam Jams. One more time. Shamalama Jam Jams. Spelled just like it sounds. Just like it sounds. On Instagram, we're Sham Jams. You'll also find us on shamjams.com. Email, shamalamajamjams@gmail.com. And Bandcamp, shamalamajamjams.bandcamp.com.
And where can they buy the CD?
Yes, the CD.
Yeah, you can buy it on Bandcamp. You can also buy it from my basement, which is where they're currently located. You can buy it from Sarah if you ever encounter her in the wild.
If you're in Michigan City, call me up and I'll meet you at the Nest.
And at the Nest. Yeah.
And at Ignition Music Garage, Orbit Music. We have our CDs at a few retail locations.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up there with you guys. Uh-huh. We've been talking with Sham. It's an alternative rock band based in Mishawaka. And Sham is made up of Sarah, Happy, Abby, and Mel, and they're a playful, irreverent, raw, and mischievous band, as you've been hearing here on our show in Art in the Air. Hey, we really like having you guys on the show. It was really a lot of fun. Thanks so much for being on Art on the Air.
Indiana is so lucky.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we'd like to thank our guests today for being on Art in the Air, which is heard every Friday at 11 a.m., rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m., and Sunday at 7 p.m. on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. Your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager, and Tom Maloney, Vice President, Radio Operations for Lakeshore Public Radio. Underwriters for Art in the Air are Valparaiso University's Brower Museum and Walt Brenninger of Paragon Investments. Also, Mary Levan is our art patron supporter. Art in the Air is supported by the Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant and the National Endowment for the Arts. If you're interested in being a guest or send us information about your arts-related event, exhibit, please email us at art.com/WVLP@gmail.com. That's art.com/WVLP@gmail.com. See you right here next week, 103.1 FM and 89.1 FM, Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a splendid week.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know. Esther and Larry, Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air, our way. Express yourself through art and show the world.